ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we're reading 10th canto, 1st chapter, text 11. Deham manusam asritya kati varsani vrishnibhi yadu puryam sahavatse Patnaya kati abhavan prabho deham body manusam exactly like a man asritya accepting kati varsani how many years vishnibhi in the company of the Vishnis, those who are born in the Vishni family. Yadu Puryam in Dwarka, in the residential quarters of the Yadus. Saha with Avastid, the Lord lived. Patnaya, wives. Kati, how many? Abhavan, were there? Prabho, of the Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Translation, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no material body, yet He appears as a human being. For how many years did he live with the descendants of Vrishni? How many wives did he have, marry? And how many years did he live in Dwarka? Purport. In many places, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Sachid Ananda Vigraha, possessing a spiritual, blissful body. His body feature is Narakruti, that is exactly like that of a human being. Here, the same idea is repeated in the words Manusam Asritya, which indicate that he accepts the body exactly like that of a man. Everywhere it is confirmed that Krishna is never nirakar or formless. He has his form exactly like that of a human being. There is no doubt about this. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Praschatade Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadas. Everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everyone can repeat. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no material body. Yet he appears as a human being. For how many years did he live with the descendants of Vrishni? How many wives did he marry? And for how many years did he live in Dwarka? So, Srila Prabhupada is saying that Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha and is also Sarva Karna Karna. The very reason that we are all seated here is because of Krishna. It is said that Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesh Tad Dhamam Vrindavanam, like that. So the way Rupa Goswami explains that is that Vrindavan and the dust of Vrindavan is also Krishna, it's none different. There is no difference. And therefore, we should be worshipping every particle of the dust in Vrindavan just as much as we do Krishna. And likewise, Vrindavan, any place, anything at all in Vrindavan, we have to worship just like we worship Krishna. And because Krishna is Sarva Karana Karanam, we are all seated here. Consider how fortunate we are that we are sitting in Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, which is none different from Krishna, as opposed to millions of people out there on this planet who are suffering. So, this is our good fortune that we are sitting here and we are getting the opportunity to engage in what they say in inverted commas, Pibat Bhagavatam Rasaya. That we are getting this opportunity to hear the pastimes of the different personalities from Srimad Bhagavatam narrated by Sukadev Goswami here. And here we are today, listening to questions and answers between two very exalted personalities. They're very, very exalted personalities. And they had some similar activities or pastimes or what appeared to be like common pastimes. What were they? What are they? What is the similarity between the two personalities? What is so special about these two personalities? They are like the cream. They are the cream of the Bhagavatam. All the time you are hearing either Sukadeva Goswami narrating and in between Parikshit Maharaj's question. So the first thought that came to my mind as I was reading and I was thinking, what do I speak? This is just a very simple, straightforward, question. And then I started thinking, I said, wow, actually these personalities are very exalted. They are very learned personalities. They are of similar caliber. And they both started their leela on this planet from the womb of a mother. So, like Parikshit Maharaj, he is in the womb of the mother and then suddenly the mother, Uttara, is running. She's running and she goes to Krishna and she's paying full dandavas. Normally, mothers don't do full dandavas. She's paying full dandavas and Krishna is saying, who's like this in front of me? Why this person is calling out upon me? She's calling out and she's requesting Krishna that you please. She's not worried about herself. She doesn't care about herself. But she is saying, please Krishna, you save this child in my womb. You protect this womb. Because big anartha is about to take place. Ashwathama, such a demoniac person, he releases this huge weapon. It's coming in the form of fire. And this weapon is just directed exactly at Parikshit Maharaj. And then just see how Krishna, on one hand, he is protecting Parikshit Maharaj in the womb, and on the other hand, he is comforting Mother Uttara and saying, are you okay? You're feeling better now, Inside, he is expanding himself and he is protecting, and outside, externally, he is comforting. See, if we become one-pointed, we focus ourselves on Krishna, at that time, Uttara could have run to the Pandavas were there also, But she did not run to the Pandavas. She knew Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Sachidananda Vigraha and he is Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the one who can 100%, 100% save my child. So, in this way, when this is also being, this pastime is also being narrated by Sutta Goswami and the 88,000 sadhus or the Vaishnavas or the great souls are sitting there and they are saying this is very amazing, But Sutta Goswami is saying actually more amazing is that Parikshit Maharaj is so fortunate that he is getting darshan of Krishna while he is in the womb, not after he is coming out and performing tapasya. Before even being performing any tapasya, Krishna is so kind that he has come to give him his blessings. So, this way we can see that Parikshit Maharaj was very fortunate. He was a great soul, he was a special soul, you know. Otherwise, we see in today's world, so many mothers are killing their own children in the womb. But he is the mother saying, I don't care about myself, but please save my baby. You know? And then if you go on to Sukadeva Goswami, you know, he was very, as a parent, he was associated with Radha and Krishna. But then, you know, his situation was different. In terms of Parikshit Maharaj, it was a demon who had released the weapon. You know? In case of Sukadeva Goswami, it is Vaishnava Yatha Sambhu, Lord Shiva is chasing him. Now this is sometimes very difficult to understand why Shiva becomes angry instead of becoming excited that somebody was listening to the Bhagavad Katha was narrating. No? Because Bhagavad Katha is meant to be rasayam, is meant to deliver the souls, is meant to uplift the souls. But this time Shiva is chasing him. And then Sukha goes and takes shelter in the womb of Ritika, you know, Vyasadeva's Patni. And he's taking shelter there. Because he knows there Lord Shiva will not dare. Lord Shiva will not dare to enter that womb. So now he knows I'm safe. And then he performs tapasya for many, many years. And after he's performed tapasya, and then his mother is thinking, is well overdue, it's time for him to come out and do some activities, you know. See, like in the modern day, if a mother is pregnant for 9 months, she doesn't deliver, after 1 week they all started getting in anxiety. What's wrong? Why the baby is not coming out? But you are not talking about weeks and months, you are talking about years. So when Sukadeva Goswami is, the mother is chanting mantras and is requesting for him to come, then he is requesting the Lord. He is also getting darshan of the Lord. That you please guarantee me that Maya will not influence me. I will not be infected by Maya. You know, not just influenced, but not infected by Maya. You know, today's world we'll see everyone is so heavily infected with Maya. We also, it said in the third canto of Bhagavatam that you are hanging upside down in a bag and you are praying to Krishna, please free me, please free me. When I come, I'll remember you. But as soon as we come out, you know, we are so self-centered. We forget that one primary point, Krishna. And we become so self-centered and then we start running around from the age of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You know, unless we are very fortunate that we end up in a Gurukul or in association of devotees that Srila Prabhupada has bestowed upon us. So, and the reason why we forget is because we are not focused like that. We didn't utilize. We are praying to Krishna, but we are not praying to Krishna that please hold Maya also so that when we come out that I can remember you, you know. We are not praying like that. So now these two great personalities are now exchanging the rasa. Sukadeva Goswami is asking, you know, actually Krishna is Parikshit Maharaj's guru. Right from his appearance, because Krishna is appearing, he's saving him. And then the moment Krishna gives him darshan, he is his guru. And then he is coming out and he said that all his life he is looking for Krishna everywhere. And then even in his final days here, he builds up to the final day where he is focusing now on Krishna. He entered the world focusing on Krishna, he leaves the world focusing on Krishna. And he is asking questions, more finite questions. Where was Krishna? What was he doing? How he was doing that? Why was he playing with the monkey? Why is he running around with the coward boys? Why he had so many wives? How he had so many wives? You know, so many details he is asking. That means he is actually showing us by example that when Krishna is saying Antakale Chamam Eva Smaran Muktava Kalevram, at the final moment of our life, we are meant to be focusing on Krishna so that when the soul leaves the body, we are completely Krishna conscious. Just like Bhishma Pita also, when he was taking his final round and he was taking his final breath, he asked Krishna, now I want you to be standing in front of me so I can take your darshan as I depart. And then when I open my eyes in the other planetary system, also I want to have your darshan first, then only I am going to leave. This is called pure intelligence. So or intelligence. Prabhupada says, use your intelligence wisely. This is exemplary example here that Parikshit Maharaj is asking about Krishna, is focusing upon Krishna. And remember, this assembly on the bank of Ganges, you know, there are great Maharathis are sitting there. You know, Parashar Muni is sitting there, Narad Muni is sitting there, Angira Rishi is sitting there, Atri Rishi is sitting there. So many great personalities. These are all self-realized personalities who are sitting there and listening to the exchange between the two personalities. Now what is unique here? You know, what is unique here? It's like in any activity, when you become completely absorbed, you know? Like for example, if two people are playing a game, then the excitement comes when challenge takes over. You know, then a person becomes very absorbed, you know. So a guy is playing cricket, the guy is throwing the ball, he can only see the wicket. And the person who is batting, he can only see the ball that he wants to hit for a six, you know. He is not looking around everywhere, just like Arjuna could only see the eye. So they were focused. Here, Parikshit Maharaj is so much absorbed and he's asking the questions so nicely and he's so eager to hear everything, you know, that will help him. So he was actually drinking the nectar. He was not just doing sravanam. He was not just listening. He was actually pibata bhagavata rasa. He was actually drinking the nectar that was flowing from Sukadeva Goswami's mouth. And likewise, Sukadeva Goswami, who is so learned and so advanced, he was enthusiastic. He was very eager. He was giving the science of self-realization so nicely. Sisi Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram Sisi Gonita Bhagavan Kita. He's giving this science so nicely. So one person doesn't want to stop drinking and the other person doesn't want to stop flowing. Just like the Ganges. When the Ganges is flowing, you know, there is mountains, rocks, everything. It's just flowing through. Nothing can stop it. It's just going through all the way to the sea. Likewise, here when Sukadeva Goswami starts, he is just relishing himself, is making sure that all the srotas are having, you know, a great time in listening to the pastimes. This way, this rasa is going on between the two great devotees, thereby they are setting exemplary example that they are really exalted. They were really pure devotees, they are really advanced devotees who are showing by example that this is how, you know, the Bhagavad Katha is to be heard, you know. For 7 days, just think, the same person, Parikshit Maharaj, who was only 7 days ago, he was thirsty. He could not tolerate his thirst. Why? Because he was under the influence of senses, under the influence of curse of Kali. So, he took that snake and threw it on the sage's neck, right? Just because he couldn't control his thirst, he became angry. Not controlling thirst, not controlling anger. And the same person is sitting here 7 days continuously listening to the Bhagavad Katha. He's not hungry anymore, he's not thirsty anymore, he's not angry anymore. How is this possible? Right? The association makes all the difference. You know, when we say sadhu sang, sadhu sang, take association of devotees. This is the difference it makes. One moment he was exchanging with Kali, another moment now he's exchanging and associating with Sukadeva Goswami. So he's able to control his thirst, he's able to control his eating, he's able to control his sleep, you know. Nothing mattered. Food didn't matter, thirst didn't matter, sleep didn't matter, family didn't matter. There were no cell phones, so there was no... What is about cell phones? So this is a great example. We learn from this example. And how do we understand that this is possible? You know, so when we go to Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter, text 9, Srila Prabhupada gives very nice purport, and Krishna is also giving us guidance that what is it that brings us to this level and how is it that we actually, you know, also can follow in the footsteps at our level. So Krishna is saying, Machita Matagata Prana Bodhayantascha Paramparam Kathayantascha Mam Nityam Tushyantica Ramanticha. Prabhupada translates that the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Prabhupada saying they are enlightening one another, they are enjoying, you know, the rasa, and by doing that they become more and more focused on Krishna consciousness. No? And then in Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada says that devotees, I'm skipping part of the Prabhupada, but devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take great pleasure in discussing Him with other devotees. And likewise, Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of the seed in the heart of the living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them there are a few who are fortunate. So how Prabhupada highlights these innumerable living entities, and out of them there are a few fortunate ones. Fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. When I read this, I feel that we are also very, very fortunate. We are sitting here in Krishna Balaram temple getting this opportunity. This devotional service is just like a seed, and if it is sown in the heart of a living entity, and if he goes on hearing and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare, that seed fructifies just as the seed of a tree fructifies with regular watering. And then Prabhupada gives the example that is given in Madhya Lila, that as we chant, you know, we rise from Kanishta Adhikari to Madhyam Adhikari to towards Uttam Adhikari, then this creeper of devotion grows. So first we take care of ruchi, our desires, then we take care of anarthas, and then gradually as we rise to the nishta bhakti, what happens is that purity starts coming in, and then this creeper actually starts growing. And then as creeper is said, it grows so fast that it goes through the entire planetary system. It goes through the planet here, it goes through the devalokas, it goes even past Brahmaloka, it crosses the Nirja river, the river that is divides the two planetary system, the spiritual and the material universes, and then it goes past Vaikuntha Loka. It doesn't stop. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, Krishna Das Kaviraj narrates, it does not stop. The creeper goes all the way to Golok Vrindavan. This is where we are, is a replica. It goes all the way to Golok Vrindavan, and there we get personal association of Krishna. Very, very nice chapter, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, where Lord Chaitanya is giving instructions to Rupa Goswami. And text 150 onwards, this creeper business is explained there very nicely. No? And then he says, once we get there, we never think of coming back here. We never reflect back here. Why? Because it is said that every moment in the spiritual world, every moment in the Golok Vrindavan, each moment is better than the previous moment. You are serving Krishna and you are engaging in service to Krishna so much so that every next moment is becoming more exciting. There is not a single moment which is not better than the previous moment. Or that, so this way Krishna blesses us so nicely. Just imagine that, like, if you're flying from London to Delhi, and somebody would say, I give you this special pass. You won't have to go to the airport, you won't have to sit in any aeroplane, you won't have to go through any immigration. Just close your eyes and next thing you will be in front of Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. Which choice would you check? Take this one or no, I have to go on the internet, book my ticket, I must go through immigration, I must carry my passport with me. This is what
Krishnadas Kaviraj is narrating and Lord Chaitanya is giving us blessings that if you become like Parikshit Maharaj, like Sukhdev Goswami, take their shelter. You know, hear these pastimes. And if you take this process, then this is very much possible that we can also transcend everything. One time Prabhupada gave this example of the orange, that you know, the orange you have to peel first, right? You don't start eating the orange just like that. When you peel the orange, then you take the seeds and everything out, and then you get the juice out, and that's the real nectar of the orange. He is also explaining to the devotees that when you come to Vrindavan, just don't look at the monkeys and the gutters and the rickshawalas and everything. They are like pills. You have to go past all that and dwell deeper into the chanting of the holy name. You know, kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Engage in devotional activities. Then all this realization will come. Then Krishna will bestow special mercy upon us. Just like Vedvyas, Sukhdev Goswami's father, you know, when he was writing the Vedas, initially he was looking for somebody who would write the Vedas continuously, non-stop. Just like here, these two great personalities are exchanging the pastimes of Krishna. Also, Vedvyas didn't want to stop. He wanted somebody to write continuously. And he is writing so much, you know, the Puranas, the Brahma Sutras, and 108 Upanishads, everything is writing, but he is not satisfied. Why is not satisfied? His guru comes, you know. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshyantite jnanam jnaninas tattva darsina. So for him, jnaninas tattva darsina was Narad Muni. So he is questioning Narad Muni. Why I am not satisfied? And then Narad Muni explains that you have given dharma, artha, kama, moksha, but you have not described anything about Krishna when he appears in his human-like form. No? You have not described anything. So until you write that, and now you must write this, then you will quench your thirst. Your thirst is not being quenched properly because you have been talking about everything else except for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his pastimes. Then Narad Muni disappears, and then Vedvyas, he goes into deep meditation. You know, this, and when he starts meditating, then he starts seeing. He starts seeing Mother Yashoda chasing Krishna. He sees Mother Yashoda feeding Krishna. He sees Mother Yashoda binding Krishna. Then he sees Krishna and the coward boys, and the coward boys are fighting with Krishna and they're defeating Krishna. You know, and then he sees Krishna killing many asuras. Then he sees Krishna and the gopis in the rasa dance. He sees Krishna stealing butter and feeding the monkeys also. So when he starts seeing all this through his meditation, then he writes. You know. Then we come to the 10th canto. And when you come to the 10th canto, then he is feeling satisfied. Then his thirst is quenched. What it means from this is that even great personalities like Vedvyas Maharaj, when he comes, he comes and he shows by example. It's not like he doesn't know, but he shows by example that Krishna should be the center of your life. He should be the central focus of our life, non-stop. And when we focus on Krishna, then we will become happy. If we want to become happy, then you have to become like that. The soul is above all the senses. The soul should be in control. The soul is the one that connects with Krishna. So, when the soul is directly connected with Krishna, then everything, all the senses and all the sentiments and everything else gets subdued. You know? Just like a great example was Haridas Thakur. You know, Haridas Thakur, he was chanting the holy name all the time, non-stop. He didn't care about being whipped to death. You know? He just had so much shraddha, had so much faith. That my Lord is there, I am chanting the holy name. There is nothing more than the holy name, nothing more powerful than the holy name, nothing more relishable than the holy name. No? Then the only purpose of life is to chant the holy name so you can come out of this cycle of suffering. Even at the fag end of his life, in the final pastimes, Haridas Thakur is trying to chant his rounds and the devotees are coming and bringing him some Mahaprasad. And he's refusing. He said, I can't. I said, why? So, well, I'm diseased. Why? What's the problem? He said, I can't complete my rounds. You see, we complain about 16 rounds, right? His personality is all his life chanted, literally 24/7. Lord Chaitanya comes and he says, I am diseased. I have mental problem. I can't complete my rounds. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifies, now Haridas, you're old, your body is old, you've done your pastimes here. No? Is there anything else you want? And Haridas Thakur says, actually before that when the devotees come, now he said, now you have put me in dilemma. You brought me Mahaprasad. If I refuse Mahaprasad, I am offender. And if I don't complete my sadhana bhakti, then I am also offender. What do I do? So he pays obeisances to the Mahaprasad. And he takes a little, one drop of Mahaprasad to respect it. Just like Amrish did, he just took a sip of water. He didn't eat a thali of Mahaprasad, chapan bhog. And then when Lord Chaitanya comes, he says, I have only one desire. Only one desire. Just like Bhishma Pitai says, all I want is, I don't want to be here to witness the final pastimes. I want to leave the planet before you leave the planet. So please give me that much mercy. I want to go from here thinking about all the wonderful kirtans and everything that you've done. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughs and then he goes away and comes the next day with a whole kirtan party. And they do this kirtan with Haridas Thakur. And then he says, okay Haridas, so what's the desire? He's indicating to Haridas, okay, now is the time. If you want to leave, you can leave. This is the mercy of the Lord. If we become absorbed in Krishna, we become absorbed in his pastimes, we become absorbed so much so that we have 100% Shraddha in him, faith in him, that he is Sarva Karna Karnam, and that Sachit Ananda will come by surrendering to him sincerely. So then Haridas Thakur meditates and he leaves his body. Just leaves. And then Lord Chaitanya personally carries Haridas's body, takes him to the sea, Jagannath Puri, gives him a bath, and he does his samadhi there, and all the devotees are doing kirtans, tumultuous kirtans, non-stop kirtans. So much kirtans are being performed there, you know. So, and then after that, the Lord himself goes to beg alms because he wants to have a feast for the devotees. And the devotees are saying that, no, 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 Lord, you go back, we will go and beg the alms. And then they arrange a big feast. The Lord will do anything for us. But are we ready? Do we want that mercy? Are we ready? We have to be greedy. We really, really have to be greedy to take that mercy. I'm saying greedy, why? Because this very nice shloka here from Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you can find it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Anyway, it's the sloka number 870 in Chaitanya Charitamrita where he says that our mati, our mind should be so intent, our desires should be so intent, and that it should be so intent that we should be greedy to take Krishna Bhakti. If there is an opportunity, then what is the mulya? That immediately go for it and embrace Bhakti. Take it seriously. Bhakti is coming your way, then purchase it at any cost. Purchase it at any cost means you may have to renounce many things, you may have to surrender so many things. But renounce, surrender if you have to. And go for it. Because bhakti comes your way, it's like flying from London to Krishna Balaram temple without any hassle. So we can go back home, back to Godhead, simply by surrendering like this. So let's follow in the footsteps of Parikshit Maharaj. It's a great opportunity for us. This Krishna is an amazing personality, you know. His pastimes are unlimited. His leelas are unlimited in so many ways, and they're so relishable. Everything he does is fun, you know. He's seen in the Mukundamala Sutra as a money. He's described as a diamond, you know. So he says Garuda money, he's flying on the Garuda, and he's seen as Garuda money, you know. And then because he's in the sky bluish, then he's known as Indra money, you know. There's so many nice, wonderful pastimes of Krishna, so we should take the information and the wonderful message that Srila Prabhupada has given us. And we can't say, well, you know, Parikshit Maharaj was so advanced and so was Sukadeva Goswami. Actually, we have Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given us everything. He's given us the books and he's given us the activities, you know. And then he's given us Lord Chaitanya. Actually, in that time they didn't have Lord Chaitanya, but we have Lord Chaitanya. So we have a bonus point, you know. We have the Sikshastikam. All this wonderful knowledge is there for us. Just hang on to any one branch and become dedicated. So I'll stop here. If there's any comments or questions, Hari Hari.
Generally, when people are not satisfied, they look for a different situation, they can become happy. If they're not happy with the government, with the rule, they protest, or, you know, they're very disturbed. It seems like in the spiritual world, where everything is so nice, that I know that there might be that subtle feeling that, well, why should Krishna be the supreme enjoyer? Maybe I could enjoy it. And just for that kind of thought, to be thrown into the 8,400,000 species of life in the material world and undergo the hells and suffering that one has to go through seems a bit extreme.
Yes. That's why Lord Chaitanya is saying that Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate Tatra Laulyam Api Mulyam Ekala Janma Koti Sukrati Tina Labhyate. Janma Koti Sukrati Na Labhyate. What are you discussing? So many species of life. And he says that Tatra Laulyam Api Mulyam Ekala. So, it is true that even Arjuna is saying that Chanchalam Himana Krishna. So our mind is flickering all the time. It's not just one moment or one thing that we think, well, Krishna is having great time, why can't I have a great time by myself, or, you know, let me try just once more. This is very tempting. It's very tempting. Our mind is always trying to pull us away from Krishna because we think that by being independent, we'll become happier. But at the same time, when we see pastimes like especially Parikshit Maharaj here in the final 7 days and we hear all this Bhagavad Katha, then each episode, each canto is telling us how under different situations a realization is coming to great kings, to great rishis, to great personalities, and they are realizing that actually, yes, you know, taking shelter of Krishna is the highest thing. And when in the 19th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, where he's describing how there is unlimited, you know, happiness that comes by associating with Krishna. So in the material world, what we try to do, and we all do, and we all have experience, that as we are growing up, we have heroes. You know, if I'm a cricket player, then Sachin Tendulkar is my man. If I'm a Bollywood guy, then Amitabh Bachchan or somebody. If I'm a Hollywood guy, then, you know, some other personality. So we are all connected to it, and we live in a fantasy world because I want to be the best. I think if I become like that, you know. There was a time in the 60s, 70s, 80s, I don't know about now, but whatever the hero and the heroine, the way used to dress and the way used to do the dresses, hairstyle, everybody would follow that. All the kids would try to become, you know, the hero and the heroine. So, and they tried it, but the heroine, they are becoming millionaires, but, you know, the masses of people, they are where they are at. So it's a matter of experience that we realize that actually, don't run like an animal in the desert,
because when the animal sees the sand shining, it thinks it's water, it's running. And I read only this morning, Prabhupada said, don't be like a camel in the desert. You know, use your higher intelligence. Don't run after the water. Instead, from this katha we can understand, we should run like Uttara. The fastest run that we can make to get to Krishna. Because that's where protection will come from, that's where pleasure will come from, that's where happiness will come from. You know, in the material world also, there is so much advertising. And sometimes we are easily lured by an advertisement. And suddenly you realize it's from your credit card, so much money is gone. And then you think, wow. You know, so here there's so much deception at every stage. And in Krishna consciousness, every stage you get a better realization, a higher realization. And then also it becomes, Krishna consciousness is a process whereby you're able to renounce so many things. You know? If you look back at yourself and just think, at the age of 16, 18, 20, 25, whatever, what was the best moment of your material life and what were you so much attached to? What happened to that? It's gone. You know? Why is gone? Because here the purity is flowing. Slowly, slowly, Krishna is uplifting us step by step. You know? And then we are able to come closer to Him. But yes, flickering mind is going to be there as long as you're in this body. So you can't escape that. Hare Krishna. Did you want to comment on that, Father? No?
Okay. Why not the spiritual world? It's such a good place to be. The big question.
Yes. Father Vallabh?
Yes. Hi, Father. When you said the Parishad Maharaj had 7 days, he was sitting and he was not thinking, he doesn't think anything. And here we see the Lord is present in front of us. We take morning Mahalakshmi darshan. God gives us special darshan in the morning. That's why we call Maharaji. So when we are taking darshan, we should totally observe the devil, or maybe we should think something differently. Or I have to do something, I have to go to Dema, or I have to talk to this one, I have to sometimes get to them or something. So how we should concentrate on
it? It's all to do with mind, and it's all to do with rising above the mundane platform. See, Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanna, Atma. And that Brahma, Bhuta means above all the three modes on the transcendental platform, then only there will be Prasanna, Atma. And when Prasanna, Atma is there, then the purity flows. And when the purity flows, when you come in front of Krishna, Balaram, then you won't just see them in the deity form. You will visualize them as Krishna and Balaram. You relate to them as Krishna and Balaram. But unfortunately, most of us do this every day. We come in front, but our mind is in 100 places except for seeing how nicely Gaunita is dressed, what crown they're wearing, what is the backdrop color, how nice the mala has been prepared, and the Tulsi Devi is there. And how often do we stand there for 5 minutes and meditate on the form of the Lord? Sometimes you're standing there and you're using your phone, texting. If Krishna came here right now, would you be so busy looking at your cell phone, see who sent you the last message? No? So we have to become one-pointed when you come in front of the deities. But the science is required, the knowledge is required, because we have not drunk the knowledge. We've only done superficial sravan. That's why we are standing in front in ignorance. You know? And if we rise above that, then you won't have that problem. Make sense? Does it partly answer your question?
Okay, one more comment on this one. Just like Prasanna Maharaj had 7 days. So even after 7 days, he will be going back home by morning. But in our life, you know, we have 3 days.
No, you also have 7 days. There's only 7 days in a week. So one of those days you will be gone, so just be prepared.
One of those days will be, you know, go, yeah. But he knows this particular 7 days I will die.
So there's two ways to look at it. One is to look at it that any one of the 7 days I'll be living. So that's only 7 days. And the other one is that maybe it's going to be before 7 days. Maybe it's going to be next moment. So why am I taking a chance? I shouldn't take a chance, right? Because I don't know. It can be any moment. Anything can happen, right? So therefore, that is the mode with which we have to move forward. Because at the end of the day, you want to rise.
Anyone started? Yes, Prabhu. Oh, piche, this guy.
When Krishna and Balaram leave Dwarka, the gopis and the parents of Krishna were not very upset because their son said, they
speak in the microphone so I can.
Their son said, they were leaving. Why don't they place himself when at the apartments of Dwarka, 16,000 wives?
So I'm not really understanding your question, but yes, he has 16,108 gopis.
He could have brought his parents to Dwarka and also gopis and make palaces for them as well.
Okay, yeah, okay. Right. Nice, very nice question, and I want to know why he didn't take me there also, but Krishna is the supreme controller and the Leela in the Braj is showing the importance of love factor. Love means relating, whether you're a monkey, you're a gopi or in between somewhere, how that connectivity is very important based on the platform of love, that you can surrender anything. Gopis were able to surrender everything, give up everything. So that is one episode whereby he is showing that Leela. Now when he goes to Dwarka, there is another form of episode. Now he is not, here he was a flute player and makhanchor, but there is going to be another Leela. So he is performing another pastimes there. Just like you are here and you are doing morning program, you are relaxed and everything. A minute you go out to somebody's house, you go some other place on the street doing Harinam Sankirtan, that whole mood is different. You are relishing that also, but you are performing a duty on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. Here you are relishing part of what Prabhupada has given us. So each zoning or each episode that Srila Krishna performs, there is this thing. He could have taken all his family when he was killing asuras also, but he didn't. So, time, place and circumstances, he did what he wanted to do. Otherwise we say, why he didn't do that? He must have done this. Why he didn't do that? He must. Then we are saying, Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am.
He can expand himself.
Yeah, he can expand unlimitedly. But he's teaching us. In each section he's teaching us. When he's a king, what is expected from a king? When he's a coward boy, what's expected from a coward boy? He was not an ordinary coward boy. He was taking 9 lakh cows every day out to herd them. And he was bringing them without losing a single one. And every cow was attached to him. Just imagine 9 lakh cows attached to you. That's Krishna. Thank you so much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.